Support for Classical Music According to Yehuda comes from the Lathrop Communities, serving older adults in the Quaker tradition for over 25 years, offering independent living on two campuses in Northampton and East Hampton, Massachusetts. Lathrop.Kendall.org. In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Chartok and Yehuda Hanani continue a series of conversations about fakes, forgeries, and lost or misattributions.
So Yehuda Hanani, you're taking us on a fascinating journey regarding fakes. What do you got for us today?
Well, I wanted to see what political climate can do to contribute to speculations of authorship and attribution. We are living now in an exciting time of women's empowerment, which is long, long overdue. We actually dedicated an entire concert this season at Close Encounters to women composers saluting the 100th anniversary of the suffragette movement. One charming piece that we played by a composer who was a friend of Mozart. She was blind. Her name was Maria Teresa von Paradis. I always thought it was her Sicilian, and I presented it at the concert only to be told later on that it was a fake and was written by a contemporary 20th century violinist by the name of Dushkin. So we should listen to that because it's a charming piece. If you listen carefully, you realize that she could not have written it because the style is about 100 years past her era. Sometimes people get carried away and cross a certain line. Anna Magdalena was Johann Sebastian Bach's second wife. She was a gifted singer and a good musician, and she was his copyist. And the cello suites have only survived in her handwriting. The only manuscript we have, as close as we can get to Bach, is through her handwriting, which prompted some politically interested people to suggest that she actually was the author of this music. And I think that this overzeal does not help the movement.
No, indeed.
If anything, it does the opposite.
Yes, no, indeed. In fact, we know that Einstein's first wife took credit for many of his theories, right? And the same thing happened. I don't think it's helped her or the movement.
Yeah, exactly. So let's listen to just a short movement from the Bach suite, since we mentioned his name.
Information about the music shared during Classical Music According to Yehuda is posted along with each segment at wamc.org/roundtable. Yehuda Hanani's Close Encounters with Music series will present Russian and Soviet film music, A Tuneful Survey, at the Mount in Lenox, Massachusetts on Sunday, April 22nd. To learn more, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.